Coming off the right hash, Lindenberg under center, and someone jumped on that as the flags come out of the pockets. It's going to be a false start against USA. Back them up 5 yards into their own territory at the 47-yard line now. As we look at the radar here, it still seems fairly clear. There's some light rain up by Tawas and also in the Saginaw area. It looks like almost like some thunder bangers in there as well. Clear here in USA. Current conditions feels like 62 degrees. Cloudy skies. Second and 15 now for USA, and they hand it off to Brandon Harper to the left side. Looks like he got back to the original last scrimmage in BetX territory at the 48. A 5-yard gain and brings up second and 10.
Number 18, Tommy Morneau making the tackle.
That's Morneau's 7th tackle on the night, leading all tacklers. Crotchin has 6. Brandon Harper with a 5-yard tout there. Tout's a word, isn't it, Dave? We'll look it up. We have a lot to look up tonight. 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And the hard count got their own lineman. And actually saying offsides this time on Bad Axe. So it's going from a 2nd and 10 to a 2nd and 5 now as the official tries to get out of the way of the USA huddle to make this call. The sideline judge said offsides on Bad Axe. And the back judge said false start on USA.
Looks like they're going to go with the back judge here.
Okay. I'd say, why can't we all get along? Let's just forget it and keep rolling.
Well, they made that decision fairly quickly, don't you think?
They did a very good job of that.
They did.
Good execution there by the flag. 2nd and 15 now for USA back again. And it's a handoff to Seth Gangler around the right hole. And he got about 4 yards back into BetX territory for the third time this drive. And it's a 4-yard gain, 3rd and 11.
Tackle made by number 68, Crotchin.
Beautiful night here in week number 6. We haven't even had to pull out the winter coats yet this year. Even though we have great-looking coats this season, we haven't even needed to use them.
Go figure, right?
Yeah. It might be because Dave Hansen's wearing a purple tie tonight, showing me up. T-formation for USA. Lindenberg hands it off to Miller-Wise. He's out for the right, has the first down to the 30-yard line.
Wow, look at that speed.
To the 20-yard line, down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. One man to beat, breaks free that tackle. Touchdown, USA. Ryan Miller-Wise with a 49-yard scamper on 3rd and 11. Tacks on 6 more points for the USA Patriots. It's USA 54, Bad Axe 20 with 8:05 left in the fourth.
Wow, Ryan Miller-Wise there, burst through the line of scrimmage. You can tell fresh legs there. He's got some wheels to him. Ryan Miller-Wise, a junior, maybe some potential for next year, Clark. A lot of speed there, something USA isn't necessarily known for. Most of their power backs and Harper and Gangler.
He has 2 carries for 76 yards and a touchdown. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper on the two-point conversion, which is no good. So the difference stands at 34 points, no running clock situation. Two-point conversion fails, and we'll be back after this. It's USA 54, Bad Axe 20.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
USA tacks on 6 more points, makes it 54-20 after a huge run from Ryan Miller-Wise for 49 yards, finds himself in the end zone for the first time tonight. And now, things are starting to get a little out of hand here, Dave.
They are. USA, pretty much anything they do right now in the second half is going their way. They had a kick that was supposed to be a low squib kick. Hit one of the front men on the special teams unit and bounced right back to him. Last possession.
And this one comes into the 36-yard line, brought in by Bad Axe with ease, down to the 47-yard line on the return. By number 80.
Austin Geiger.
Austin Geiger, the senior for this Hatchet squad, returns it for about 17 yards. And it's first and 10, nearly at midfield at their own 47-yard line. Left to right across the radio. That's left to right. And they go with two wide each way, keeping with the same spread formation with Morneau as quarterback. It's a handoff right up the middle. Nothing going there. Maybe a loss. They say forward motion has them at the original line of scrimmage. Out of the bound of that pile is a white jersey somewhere. That'd be number 20, Jimmy Nye. So no gain, second and 10.
The bottom of the pile for USA, number 54, Austin Harper.
So we're starting to see some substitutions here. Brandon Ballard, the drain commissioner, comes out, as well as number 54, Austin Harper. Second and 10, screen pass to the left. It's complete, down to about the 49-yard line, two-yard gain. Couldn't see the number. That would be number 3, Jared Brown.
I think number 7, Bailey Heintz on the reception.
I can't see a thing out there.
And maybe backup quarterback Tyler Labor with his first completion of the night for Bad Axe. Number 22, Nathan Milkey for USA on the tackle.
Third and 8 coming up for Bad Axe at the 49-yard line. Tyler Labor, the quarterback. Two wide each way. Man in motion, that's Bailey Heintz. And they go out with the option to the right. Labor's keeping it for himself, has the first down, down to the 40, down to the 35, and finally runs out of bounds at the 33-yard line, stopping the clock with 6:37 left. They say actually went out to the 31-yard line. So a 20-yard gain. A 20-yard gain for Bad Axe, moving the chains. On third down, another conversion.
Our unknown man for USA, number 10, run him out of bounds. Good decision there by Labor on that pitch option. You could tell he wanted to pitch it out to a speedy tailback, but when they bid on that, he did the smart thing and took it himself and found the sideline for a big gain.
Labor, the quarterback, now man in motion, number 25, Mitch Kennedy. And Labor's going to keep it for himself, has trouble in the backfield, and he's going to break free of four tackles, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He gets to the 36-yard line, about a loss of 4.
Gangler in on the tackle for USA.
Seth Gangler on the tackle there. And now, second and 15.
Dynamite slam.
6:10 left in the fourth quarter. Clock continues to run. 54-20, USA by 34 over Bad Axe. Some final scores here. Reese over Cass City, 32-12. And Harbor Beach over Round City, 47-13. Second and 15 in the spread formation for Bad Axe. Left, right across your radio. Labor hands it off, and he actually fumbles it on the handoff. Goes forward right into the trenches. And they say it's going to be third down. Jimmy Nye quite didn't have a handle on that.
Yeah, Jimmy Nye, the ball carrier there, his first carry of the night. Started running before he actually had that ball in his lap.
It's actually his second carry of the night. Actually, that's his first. I take it back. He had a return. Can't get anything by me tonight, Dave. Except that giant silk semi that went through. I didn't notice. Third and 14 now for Bad Axe at USA's 35-yard line. Two wide each way. Labor rolling to his left, looking to pass. Nothing there. Now he gets rid of it. The lefty throws it, and it's intercepted by number 10 of USA, that unknown number we have. And he's all the way back to the 32-yard line. And yet another turnover for Bad Axe and USA with the ball once again.
Number 76, Nick Walsh, made the tackle on that interception return.
4:59 left in the fourth quarter. 34-point differential, 54-20. First and 10 for the USA Patriots.